This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. I want to thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. We're getting ready to study God's holy word. I want to come today and thank you for listening to the series of teaching on the end of days. In that series, we tried to lay out some things regarding the warnings of the Bible and the bewares of the Bible, because we're living in a very critical time. We know that the coming of the Lord is near. I have a passion to just warn people to do exactly what the Bible say. Amen. And today on the broadcast, we're just going to kind of give an overview of some of the things that we just finished sharing. And we're going to look at some scriptures, and we're going to pour our heart out to you again, because the Bible says that in the last days, many will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And God has put a passion in my heart to just warn people to beware. Amen. If the Bible said many gonna be deceived, well, you know, we want to try to warn the people about what the Bible say. And in the book of Jude, the scripture tell us that with some making a difference and snatching them out of the fire, hating even the garments stained by sin. And so we're out here trying to send out an alarm and warn people to check everything out. And we're not trying to tell you to be suspicious of people. We're telling you to be suspicious of the devil. The devil is very slick, and the Bible is very clear. In 1 Timothy 4 verse 1, it says, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. There's a lot of doctrines in what we call the church world, and things being taught that sounds good, but there is no good to it whatsoever. All you got to do is look at your own life, and if your life is not matching up to what the scriptures say, then something is wrong. I'm telling you, the true and the living God, when he come into your life through Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God, there's a change that'll come over you, and you can be taught this word of God, these holy scriptures, and live a complete, accurate, holy life till you stop breathing. Now, if that's not what's going on in your life, then maybe you've been deceived. Maybe you've been caught up in the doctrines of men. And there's a lot of pretty doctrines. There's a lot of appear to be anointed preachers, but you're not supposed to be taken in by our charisma. You're not supposed to be taken in by our so-called anointings. You're supposed to be taken in by truth. And I want you to know the truth. And God put his hand upon my life as a 7-year-old boy and gave me a passion to address the leadership. And we are not addressing the leadership because we have something against leadership. We're addressing leadership because God wants to talk to our leaders. And then there's somebody got to have a voice to the leaders. And I know some leaders may say, well, who do you think you are? Well, we just a voice in the wilderness crying, saying, prepare the way of the Lord. To be honest about it, every one of us ministers, not only supposed to be preaching to the parishioners, but we supposed to be preaching to the clergy as well, because we need to be told the truth. We need to wash each other's feet. Glory to God. And I'm not on the air and preaching and teaching as if I know everything. I'm on the air preaching and teaching, saying, brothers, sisters, if we're going to preach this word, let's live this word. Glory to God. And we need to make sure we are the first partakers of what we're preaching. And we need to make sure we wash each other's feet. Jesus was talking to the leadership at one point in the Gospels, and he told them that except you humble yourself and become converted and become as little children, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. He was talking to his leaders. If leaders can't humble themselves, wash each other's feet, rid ourselves of our pride and our arrogance, and receive the same Bible that we take and pick up and try to teach and preach to people, then we on our way to hell. Glory to God. And I know I don't want to end up in hell. I don't want to end up being beaten with many stripes. So that's why I'm on the air warning the people, warning the clergy, warning everyone. Let's make sure we get back to these holy scriptures and do this thing right. And one way we can get back is, first of all, we preachers have to realize that God was the one that called us. And when he called us, he put all of us in order. And if we are out of order trying to minister to the body of Christ, then we are creating chaos in the body. We are creating creating division in the body. And we need to come back to divine order, which is first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18, God has set the members in the church as it has pleased him. God is the one set the church up. God is the one set the order in the church. I didn't do it. You didn't do it. A religion didn't do it. God is the one that did it. And he set us in the body. And then 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, he show you the order. And this order has never changed. God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Secondary, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. Now, those who are walking in the office of the apostles' ministry should come with a special message to the church and should be calling the church back to the order of the scriptures and the order that God set the church in. Because somebody can come and say, I'm an apostle, but don't have any evidence whatsoever in their life of a true apostle. Glory to God. And I'm not teaching this because there's an apostle on my name, or I'm not teaching this because I want something from you. I'm teaching this because the Lord commissioned me, sent me in the public to teach and to preach apostolic order from the perspective of the scripture, not from the perspective of an apostolic religion or apostolic faith. We're not talking about that at all. Glory to God. We're talking about Hebrews 3 verse 1. The scriptures say that all of us, if you're in the body of Christ, we are partakers of the heavenly calling under Jesus the apostle. Jesus was the apostle sent from God, and everyone else that's in his body gonna have to be apostolic in the apostles' ministry and in the apostles' order. Glory to God. And I want you to know that as an apostle, one sent to bring forth this truth to the body and these scriptures that have always been right there in your lap, glory to God, and in your hand, I have submitted myself to a chief apostle to show that I'm not trying to get any glory for myself. I just come to bring a message to the body of Christ that unless we come back to the order of God according to the New Testament church, then our lives are going to be out of order. The people's lives are going to be out of order. And there's so many people in the church today that don't even believe you can live a consistent, accurate, holy life. And the Bible says that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, according to Daniel 9:24, was going to come and he was going to end sin, E-N-D, end sin, and bring in everlasting righteousness. Amen. He was going to anoint the holy place. He was going to end the transgression. Now, that's the Messiah that was promised by the book. Now, if we serving a Messiah, or if we got a Jesus in our life that did not end your sins, then you got the wrong Messiah. And I want you to know that the Messiah, the true Jesus, you know, Paul talked about another Jesus, another spirit, and another gospel. Now, if you got the right Jesus, the right one ended sin. Now, has sin been ended in your life? Are you living a righteous life every single day? Or are you caught up believing the lies that have been promoted in the church for several decades that can't nobody stop sinning? Everybody gonna have sin in their life. Everybody got skeletons in the closet. No such thing as sinless perfection. Nobody's perfect. All of these are doctrines that Satan promoted in the church. Jesus Christ never sent one preacher to preach any such thing. The Bible says in Galatians 2 verse 17, is Christ the minister of sin? Watch the answer. God forbid. God forbid that anybody should preach that. Romans chapter 6 verse 1 and 2. It says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Watch the answer. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? You want me to tell you how you could do that? You go back and transgress this word of God and go back and start believing false doctrine. You'll rebuild the things that have been destroyed. We preachers should come back to a divine order, operate as a unit to produce unity among God's peoples and in the church. And again, I've submitted myself to the chief apostle, Bishop Wendell Archie. Glory to God. Some of you probably done heard me play him on our radio broadcast. Some of you probably done heard his radio broadcast. Some of you probably done saw him on the Word Network. Well, I'm telling you that God has united the both of us. Amen. He's been in this thing over 40 some years. I've been in it over right at 37 years. And all of a sudden, the last couple of years, God had us to cross path and hook up, preaching the same identical message to the body of Christ. Amen. Saying the same things, preaching the same thing. And now God has yoked us up and he sent us out to the body of Christ to say, saints, let's get ready. You can walk like Jesus. You can live like Jesus. You can can do exactly what he did. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, if you say you abide in him, you ought to walk even as he walked. Glory to God. We're going to be telling you more about our new church opening here in the Baton Rouge area. Amen. Someone Cares Ministry has united with Refuge Temple. Glory to God. And we are getting ready to go in our new sanctuary. Amen. And I'm going to be the senior pastor of Refuge Temple here in the city of Baton Rouge under the leadership of Chief Apostle Bishop Wendell Archie. We're going to be bringing Bishop in on December the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th in revival. You need to come see this great sight. Amen. You need to come see what the Lord is doing and see what the Lord has done. Glory to God. And you're going to hear Chief Apostle Bishop Wendell preach the same message, and he's going to bring it forth in even more clarity. And that's why I put myself in order, because I understand divine order. I understand that all ministers should be in a divine order. We are not trying to get you to come to this order. I'm just saying you have to be in order. Glory to God. And I'm going to share and say this, that if you in the ministry, where is the apostle in your life? Amen. I'm not talking about taking a title apostle. I'm not talking about being in a group of ministers. I'm talking about, where's the true apostolic leader in your life? Everybody should have an apostle in their life. You need an apostle. Without the apostle's ministry, the church is going to remain off course. The church is going to be blind. You got to have the type of order that God set up in your life and in your ministry, in your organization. Otherwise, we're going to be blinded by some things in the scriptures. I know we teaching things that that people haven't heard in a long time, but that's a true sign that God is bringing an awakening. Glory to God. We've been teaching in the dark on some things, and God is sending true apostles and true prophets back to the church to bring the church back, to get the church to wake up and let the church see that we've been bewitched by a lot of things. And you know, I teach a lot on the different type of preachers that are preaching now, and you got preachers out here that's called sin preachers. All they preach is a sin message. Amen. They may preach a good emotional message, and they may have some truth in that message, but somewhere in their teaching, they gonna tell you you're gonna sin. And that's nowhere in the scripture. Again, Galatians 2 verse 17, is Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. Why would Jesus take away sin and then send a preacher to tell you you can't stop sinning? That don't even make common sense, and it don't make biblical sense. Glory to God. These are just sin preachers telling you you'll never overcome sin. You still have a sin nature. Nobody's perfect. Well, you know, the Bible teaches us that to be ye perfect, amen, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Matthew 5:48. Now, God's not going to take that out the Bible for none of us, and we can explain that away if we want to. But I'm telling you, the Bible says that in Colossians chapter, that we're going to have to present people to God perfect. Now, if you don't understand what God means by perfect, then maybe you need to get inside a divine order, in the apostolic order, true apostolic order, the order that Jesus set. Now, I'm not talking about anything we may be referring to in our mind, but I'm talking about the order that's in the New Testament. The church is in one order. It is divine order, after the order of Melchizedek, which was a divine order that was started by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And everyone that's in that divine vein, glory to God, will begin to walk in perfection. You cannot understand what God means by perfection until you in that order. In fact, when you're born again, you're born in that order. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4 that we are born in righteousness and true holiness. If you're born in righteousness and true holiness, why you can't maintain righteousness and true holiness? It could be because if you got born again, you was born inside of another order, and they didn't teach it to you. They didn't lead you. They didn't open your eyes to it. Glory to God. And again, we're not trying to down anybody. We're not trying to make anybody look bad or put anybody on the spot. I'm trying to obey the Father, and I'm going to obey him at the point of death. Hallelujah. I come to bring to the church that the church has been hoodwinked by a lot of lies, by a lot of false doctrine. They got messages out here now called the Grace Revolution. Why do we need a revolution from the original meaning of grace? Jude said that they're going to come in the last days turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. In the book of Titus, the Bible is clear what grace is. Grace teach us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly and righteously in this present world. Now, any grace that don't produce a sober and righteous life is not the grace of God. In the book of Peter chapter 5, you read it, and Peter give you a description of the true grace of God wherein we stand. sin. And he tell you that the grace of God, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, strengthen, and establish you. Now, that's God's grace. Now, this grace revolution out here is another grace. It's another Jesus, another gospel, and another spirit. And I'm telling you, God is calling the church back to the real divine order of God. And so we are encouraging you to take heed to the teachings and the warnings of the scriptures. Amen. Let's come back to God and let's walk in unity. And there's a lot of preachers out here just simply out of order. They don't listen to nobody. And the Bible says that we should wash each other's feet. Glory to God. The Bible said we should sit and reason together. Most of them don't want to reason together simply because everybody thinking they right. Amen. Well, you know what? God is the one that's right. And we need the apostles' ministry. We need the prophets' ministry. We need the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher to reason together, to sit down and begin to be one. None of us are more important than the other. Glory to God. Jesus said we better humble ourselves and become little children. So I'm encouraging the fivefold ministry to be the fivefold ministry, and let's get the body of Christ ready. We don't have to be in the same church. We don't have to be in the same organization, but we have to be in the same vein, and that's the vein Jesus Christ put us in. That's that apostolic vein and that apostles' order, and if we're not in that order, then a lot of us are in trouble. In Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse 19 to the end of the chapter, it tells you that every household of God is built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. All God's houses are the same way. You got to have true apostles, and usually it starts with a chief apostle. When you search the scripture, there was chief apostles in the scriptures. Peter, James, and John was the chief apostles, and those were the ones that was mentioned more than anyone else in the Bible. And even after the day of Pentecost, you don't hear the other apostles being mentioned much at all. And it wasn't that they was not important. They was very important, and they was very active in the church. But it was those chief apostles that was on display. And then when Apostle Paul came along, you saw another chief apostle on display. And then all the other apostles and all the other prophets and evangelists, pastors, and teachers worked under that mantle. That's why God gave me enough spiritual sense and wisdom that he sent me as an apostle, and I know how to submit myself to the higher power. The scripture says, let every soul be subject to the higher power. Now, if we can't do that, we might have an ego. Hallelujah. We might have a problem. If God is doing something in the earth, we need to get on board with what God is doing. Glory to God. And we're going to be giving you more information about the chief apostle, Bishop Wendell Archie, that's coming in town to do a 3-day meeting, and he's going to be in town a while doing some work in the Baton Rouge area. We're going to be on the social media. Glory to God. We're going to be going on television. He's already on the Word Network and ministering all over the world. People are calling for him all over the world. This man has raised 2 to 3 people from the dead, and you're going to be hearing more of testimonies along those lines. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because there are signs and wonders and mighty deeds that go with the chief apostles' ministry that validates who he is. Glory to God. He got 8 wonderful churches, awesome churches, and God has given me an opportunity to unite with one of them. That's the one here in the Baton Rouge area, and become the leader over this church under his leadership, and I counted the honor. I've never had a problem with unifying with God's people. And you know, the only way we won't come into unity is because we're trying to build us a kingdom. I'm not interested in building a kingdom unto myself. I'm interested in building the kingdom of God. And after uniting with this wonderful chief apostle and the body of Christ, I tell you, I'm so honored. I thank God. I told chief apostle I'd be happy sitting on a pew at Refuge Temple. Glory to God, because it's the body of Christ. I've never seen so many spirit-filled men, so many men living holy, living a godly life. I've never seen so many holy preachers in my life, not just preaching holiness, but literally walking in holiness. Glory to God. And I'm thankful to be a part of what God is doing in the earth. And we're encouraging you to listen to these teachings that we bring forth and the warnings of the Bible. There's many preachers out here preaching now, and like I said, a lot of them are just simply out of order. Amen. And that's why there's so much confusion in the body of Christ, because when preachers get out of that divine order, all they're going to do is create winds of doctrine. Ephesians 4 verse 14. So saints, I want you to begin to put your senses on. I want you to begin to test every spirit. The Bible says in 1 John 4 verse 1, try every spirit. That means try me. Try your pastor. Try your leader. Why am I telling you this? Because the day's about to close. We getting ready to see the coming of the Son of God. And you're going to have to be ready and you're going to have to be holy. But if you're believing a false doctrine, if you're caught up in a lie, then you're going to lose your eternal destiny. Amen. There's teachings now that make you think you're going to heaven and sin, and it's nowhere in the Bible. There are people preaching the cross. Amen. And let me tell you something about the cross. I love the cross. Without the cross and without the blood, we don't have no Christianity. But let me tell you something. You can't take the cross and still say you got a sin nature. You can't take and preach the cross and still say you can't stop sinning. Paul ain't never told nobody that. Glory to God. Paul never preached that, the cross, from that perspective. And then there are people preaching the cross trying to tell you don't have to adhere to the teachings of Jesus after the cross, saying that you don't have to do nothing after the cross. All you do is believe in what he did and you do nothing. No, these are liars. That's not the truth, and that's not the Bible. When we was without strength, Christ came and got on that cross and freed us from this Adamic nature. We couldn't save ourselves. Glory to God. Our blood was tainted. Our blood wasn't good enough. That's why he saved us. That's why he went to Calvary. But now that he has gone to Calvary, after Calvary, he told us to do something. Hallelujah. You see him in the last book of the Bible, Revelation. The Bible said this was the revelation of Jesus Christ to his servant John. And what did he say in the last chapter? He said, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life. Now here the master is done. He done got up from the dead. He's now in glory. He's talking to the last living apostle, saying, blessed are they that do his commandment. But yet there's people that claiming they preaching the cross, telling us all we got to do is believe in it and do nothing. No, you have to do something. You have to do God's commandments. Let me share something with you. It's one thing to preach about Jesus, and that's a good thing. Tell me about the blood. Tell me about the cross. It's good to preach about him. But if you never preach and teach what he told you to preach and teach, then you still missing the mark. Glory to God. I don't want to just preach about the Bible. I want to preach the Bible. I don't want to just preach about Christ. I want to preach what Christ told me to preach. Now, what did he tell me to preach? Go to the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28. He told those guys, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, he was talking about the gospel of the kingdom of God, because when Jesus came, he came to establish a kingdom for his Father. And I'm not talking about this worldly prosperity kingdom. We're not talking about that. I'm talking about a kingdom of priests, royal priesthood people, a kingdom of holy people, a kingdom of people who know how to walk and please God. I'm talking about born again peoples as a result of the blood that he was about to shed, who is able now to live out God's commandments. The scripture tells us clearly in Hebrews chapter 10 that this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days. Here's the covenant. I will put my laws within their hearts. Now in Matthew chapter 5, you see our Savior teaching the Beatitudes, which is the tenor of the Ten Commandments. He was teaching the Beatitudes. He was teaching how we ought to live and how we ought to not only just not commit adultery, but don't even lust at a woman, how we ought not to kill, but don't even hate, how we have to. He was talking about new creatures. These were the people that he was getting ready to birth by his blood. But now we got people claiming they preaching grace, claiming they preaching the cross, but they don't believe you still got to live the commandments. They don't believe that you're born of the Ten Commandments. They want to say Jesus himself is the covenant, but the scripture said Jesus is the mediator of this New Testament, and he purchased the covenant. Glory to God. And we're born now of the 10 lively oracles. Glory to God. According to Acts 7 verse 38 and 39. Amen. All over the New Testament, you see the 10 Commandments still in operation. Paul talked about them in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 19. He said, circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing, but what matters is that we keep God's commandment. Peter talked about the commandments. James talked about commandments, and he said we're going to be judged by them. Glory to God. So I'm here to share with you, my listening audience, audience to test everybody. Amen. Start with me. Test every preacher. And let me tell you something. I want you to go look at 2 John chapter 1, only one chapter. Now, this was our last living apostle. And here's what he said. Glory to God. So read that whole chapter. He started out by telling you about he's excited about people who walking in truth. Then he really explained to you what truth he's talking about. The truth of the Ten Commandments that we've been born of. We've been born of those Ten Commandments because the covenant is, I'm going to put my laws in your heart. This is the new covenant. In the Old Testament, the covenant was the laws on stone that God gave to Israel that he required for them to keep. He said, I'm going to give you a new heart. I'm going to give you a new spirit. And he said, I'm going to put my spirit within you and you'll be able to walk in my statute and keep my judgments and do them. That's the prophecy of the new birth. Now, why do you think Jesus died to save us and give us a new birth and then tell us just sit there at the cross and just believe in it and Jesus is going to do it all for you? No, that's not the truth. That is a twist of the truth. The truth of the matter is he came and freed us. We couldn't free ourselves. Now that blood has freed us to walk in freedom. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. You know why we can do righteousness now? Because we've been made righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ. And because of the blood of Jesus Christ, now Curtis Lewis can go every day and live a righteous and a holy life by choice. Hallelujah. Because he freed me and made me a new creature. Glory to God. You want to confirm in verse? Go to Luke chapter 1, begin at verse 73, all the way down to verse 75. The Bible said the oath which he sware unto our father Abraham that he might deliver us from bondage, that we might serve the Lord without fear in righteousness and holiness all the days of our life. If you've never heard this, it's simply because we have been out of order as the church for many, many years. Many of us preachers have been out of order. Many of us have not submitted to the higher powers in our life. And I'm not talking about submitting to a man just for advantage, just to become great, just trying to unite with a big preacher, just trying to unite with a lot of preachers to get engagements and invitations. We're not talking about that. We're talking about divine order, apostolic order. And we preachers got to get in order before we get people's lives in order. And I have set an example. God told me to be an example. When I was sent by Jesus Christ, I told my first group, I said, I like to be called Brother Curtis. And that's the title that I was going to go out and use. But then God said, no, I want you to take the title, but walk in the responsibility of an apostle to set an example of what a true apostle would do. When you find a higher power and you know that God is doing something great in the earth, then unite with him and show everybody you can unite. Now, if I was trying to build my own kingdom, if I was trying to build a name for myself, we've been on several radio stations, over 10 different radio up in the Houston area, down in Dallas, glory to God, in different countries of the world, and we preaching everywhere. I could have tried to make a name for myself. I am not trying to make a name. I'm trying to make Christ's name, and I'm setting an example that I know how to submit to the higher power, and it's not for any selfish reason. Chief Apostle Bishop wanted to know my spirit. He know my heart, and he done met many, many preachers. He done met many mega preachers. He done been all over the world. He's gone all over the world, demanded all over the world, got several mega churches working that he planted, glory to God. But he know my spirit and he know my heart, and it's not about fame and fortune. It's not about the glory of ministry, but it's about your heart. Can your heart be right? Can you truly submit to what God is doing in this hour? And can you truly bring your truth inside of greater truth? If you can't, then that shows that you're not in order. And if you're not in order, glory to God, how you gonna get people's lives in order? But anyway, I want you to know to beware in this day and time in which we live in. And saints, just before we close, I want to warn you again about three major ministers that's in the country, sin preachers. Anytime a preacher tell you can't stop sinning, that preacher just told you he's sinning. No preacher's supposed to be telling you as a saint you got a sin nature. Beware of the grace revolution preachers. We don't need a grace revolution. We need a returning to the grace of God. Amen. That's in the scriptures. Beware of the twofold cross preachers. They are cross preachers preaching and telling you that you can get into heaven with sin. Listen to them closely. And that's what most of them are really saying, because they teach no such thing as sinless perfection. And the other cross preachers preach and say you can stop sinning, but then they don't believe you got to do nothing else in the Bible as discipleship, keep the commandment. Well, that make them a lie too. We want to close now, but I want you to go to our website at www.someonecaresministry.org. We're under the leadership of Chief Apostle Bishop Wendell Archer. Glory to God. God has honored us. God has blessed, and I thank God for that honor. I give him praise. Apostle Lewis said, we love you. We thank God for you. And remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.